everyone, it's Sarah Lusher, editor and coordinator of this January 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I hope you've kept well over the Christmas season and are looking ahead to brighter days in the new year. Just a quick little thank you to Mrs. Monaghan, who's sent in a dear little handmade card to wish us a happy Christmas and to say thank you. It was very nice to receive. Your readers this month are regulars Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, with Kim Cleave adding to the team, and she just happens to be my daughter. They're all recording from home at the moment. We will be telling you about the man behind the popular fishing programme Gone Fishing, hearing from the new president of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, and how walking therapy is a new way to help people's mental health. With the Mardler and talk of the county, to past lives and great books to read, there's lots to hear about. So to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
And so we arrive at a new year that has been both an eternity coming and yet also manages to be here in a flash. Don't worry, I'm not going to rake over the ashes of 2021. They're still smouldering for a start. But instead, let's spin the wheel of positivity and look ahead to 2022. One of the features that my colleague Rowan Mantell created this month was to ask a range of Norfolk people what their hopes and dreams are for 2022. She got a lovely range of responses, with folk looking forward to celebrating everything from the Queen's Platinum Jubilee to Potter's Delayed Centenary and the 250th anniversary of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. But one of the nicest lines was from Amelia Nicholson and Marcus Seaman of award-winning pub The Bell at Brisley. "We're hoping for bright sunny days that lift the spirits." Amen to that. Personally, I have a bit of a wish list for 2022, all, one or none of which will come to pass, I suspect. So, in no particular order. 1. The end of chicken lockdown. You may be aware that our feathered friends, chooks, ducks, turkeys, the lot, have been ordered into flockdown following the latest outbreak of bird flu. Our once free-range little mob is now incarcerated in a small, securely netted part of the garden. Their food is inside another little shelter and there is no escape. Doesn't stop them thinking about it though. They scrabble away at the ground as if they're digging for a great escape, with one bird posted on top of the food shelter as lookout, acting nonchalant. No doubt Flora will tell you more next month, but it would be good to let them roam freely again. 2. That I don't get on the scales on January the 1st and find out that all the weight that has taken me 3 months to lose has come home to roost, thanks to a few festive nibbles. 3. When I interviewed John Bailey, the expert angler who advises the hit TV show Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing, he gave me a brilliant tip on how to catch a particular kind of fish. I hope it works. Actually, I hope I can remember what the tip was. 4. I also hope I remember what I went into the kitchen for. 5. I wish everyone an outstanding 2022 and it brings you good times to you and yours. Thank you for being such loyal and kind listeners. Happy New Year!
Thank you, Dominic, for your continued support of us over the years, and we wish you all that's good in 2022.